With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Hey, what's up everybody? Tobias Tahi here. You're listening to the replay edition of the Truth Speaker Show from Thursday, the 21st of March. Today's show, I didn't talk too much on any current events. I did, however, choose to spend some energy airing out my perspective on division-causing drama queens who attack other people who are simply trying to do good things for this nation. Tune in, check it out. I played music from The Eagles, DMX, Pennywise, Van Morrison, Struggle Jennings, Tupac, Stevie Wonder, Kanye West, and more. You can listen to a replay live stream edition of today's show tonight from 10 p.m. and on the weekends from 2 p.m. Due to copyright restrictions, I am unable to have the full show up on repeat replay, so do be sure to catch that on the live stream. The Truth Speaker Show live streams Monday, Thursday, 1 p.m. with a replay live stream edition on that same day from 10 p.m. Check out our website realitycheck.radio/truthspeaker for replay times and more information about The Truth Speaker Show.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I wanna
be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put to upset you.
Truth is here. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Here, the truth is here. I want. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. I said the truth is here. The truth is here. I want.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
They can't handle the truth, but I know all of you can, which is exactly why you were tuned in here with me today on the Truth Speaker Show for Reality Check Radio. And my name is Tobias Tahi, and today we listen to that powerful, truth-loving, freedom-standing, non-conforming, middle finger to the establishment and the agenda music, while I pop in and out with a sprinkle of wisdom and thoughts here and there as I feel inspired along the way. I'll also be reading some feedback and messages later in the show, which you can reach out to me by sending a text 2057 or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. I always reflect back to when I was growing up in the 90s, and it felt like every song that my elders were listening to from the 70s, 80s was politically charged and politically motivated. Everything just felt like it was against the establishment, speaking out against war, against the government, and was pro-humanity. Which makes me wonder today, where has that passion in the generations older than mine gone? Now, I know there's a lot of you out there listening to me right now, but a general consensus, it seems like that passion that I saw, not from my elders, they've still got their passion, they're just old, but the passion from that generation as a whole, where has it gone? Or was I simply raised around activists? Therefore, my picture of those times was shaped as if that's all anyone did and stood for. But did they find themselves fighting that same battle? Did you find yourself fighting that same battle back in the 70s, 80s? The same battle that I am fighting today, that we are fighting today, to get people to wake up and stand up. Are we trapped in a constant loop of trying to get humans as a whole to stand up and make a change? The 70s, did they face it? The 80s, did they face it? 90s, today, are we facing that same loop of getting people to wake up, stand up, and make a change? I think today, though, however, there are more humans aware of the truth than ever before. So here's hoping it's a continuing role of people coming alive, having some fire and passion in their puku for humanity, and then passing it on to the next generation. If you have just tuned in, my name is Tobias Tahi. This is the Truth Speakers Show for Reality Check Radio RCR. Don't forget you can text 2057 or email inbox at realitycheck.radio your thoughts, your wisdom, your perspective, your song requests, or simply to reach out and say what's up. Don't be shy, hit me with anything you feel like contacting me about. That is text 2057 or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. All right, now I usually don't invest energy, time, or focus on drama queens or problematic people, but I am tired of snakes trying to bring down anything that they don't receive glory from. It has come to my attention recently that there are people out there actively trying to discredit the hard work the team have done to apply pressure on the government to do the inquiry into the previous government's handling of all things COVID correctly, which includes, as well as other things, removing two men from the board of the inquiry who are directly biased and played a massive role in implementing the COVID restrictions and playing a role in the entire circus. There is one guy out there in particular who this guy has just been a problem since he came on the scene, trying to discredit the hard work being done to apply pressure on the government by activating the people's terms. This guy, who I'm not going to give his much needing, craving, narcissistic want for attention any satisfaction by naming him, has been actively trying to paint a narrative that is very biased, simply because he isn't involved and doesn't get as much needed and craved after limelight and attention. This person is also trying to do his own inquiry that comes with the standard grift and bank account number, of course. The ways they try to discredit the RCR-initiated inquiry are the exact reason the inquiry was activated. Out there saying things like, how can they support the government inquiry when there are two biased people on the inquiry board, when it's clearly stated that one of the demands is to remove these two people, and NZD SOS have in fact found that one of these men have had a constant relationship with Ashley Bloomfield, causing a massive conflict of interest. Then he has statements like, we don't trust the government, so why is RCR, VFF, NZDSOS, Outdoors and Freedom Party, amongst others, backing their inquiry? For someone who parades around like an intellect, it's amusing to watch him lose the basic ability to simply read or even listen to the interviews, and he will see that is the exact mistrust, which is why the people's terms was initiated. It's people like this guy who lead his followers to places where only he is in the limelight, where only he is getting recognized, where only he is seen as a savior, and to fill his self-absorbed God complex, which I might add, he uses God to help in his Mr. Innocent for the people man of God image to further gain trust, when the reality is, since he came on the scene in 2020 and hijacked our people's activated protests in Auckland for his own political aspiration. He is a self-serving wannabe who never held any respect from us who have been doing this for a very long time. It's people like this guy who will continue to sow division for their own personal issues and agenda, and we will always be battling against each other when there are much more important issues at hand. I, for one, and it's the whole reason I'm having this corridor right now, I, for one, am absolutely sick and tired of people like this guy who have mastered the art of manipulating their followers and then playing victim when they are called out on it. The reality is, when you shut out all the extra noise from drama queens like this guy, is the COVID inquiry is going ahead no matter what. So instead of sitting around doing live videos on social media to try and discredit those who are trying to apply pressure and make sure it is done correctly, we should all be getting behind it and pushing the people's terms and making sure it is done correctly, because with or without us, it's going ahead. Or we can sit and stay silent, having a whinge about it and anyone fighting to make sure it's done correctly, all because the limelight's not on him or they don't like RCR or anyone who is behind the people's terms. These are grown adults I'm talking about. Petty, childish, drama-fueled men who run to social media to influence their small group of followers to not like something because they don't like something and they aren't friends with the people doing it, blah, blah, blah. How can we fix a nation with so-called men like this at the wheel, allowing weak emotional needs and drama to be the driving force behind their motivation? It is way past pathetic. and pity. Discernment is key, and we saw through this particular so-called man in 2020 and watched him burn bridge after bridge after bridge and attack anyone who didn't want to work with him. Aroha mai whānau. I don't usually get caught up in this type of stuff, but sometimes when I watch grown men attacking women who are 10 times stronger than he will ever be as a man, I will speak up as a man and defend my people accordingly. And what better place to do so than right here on the exact radio station this silly willy is continuously attacking due to his own bruised ego. I say all of this because unless we can look past these drama-filled, petty differences and allow people to try and do what they feel best on the path they are walking as a human, as a free human, without constantly trying to rip each other down, without all the superiority complexes, without the wannabe savior complex and the ego-fueled motivation, we will never have the major impact we could have as a people. My passion is change. My passion is ensuring we clean up the mess now so our children don't have to in the future. And people like this silly willy need to either start respecting others and learning real quick that there is more than one way to skin a cat and create change. Our personal petty differences don't matter. And this petty childish bickering isn't going to fix anything for our children. And if you're following anyone who puts their personal petty dramas at the forefront of all they do, might be time to take a second look and ask, have you been fooled? Social media has people feeling way too comfortable to be disrespectful. All right, I'm feeling a lot better now that I got that previous rant off my chest and then flowed onto those powerful songs. I feel we can now move on and remain focused without distractions from annoying little mosquitoes. Us as men have to stand in our masculine energy, especially as protectorates of those we love and respect. Otherwise, we may as well just chop our balls off and throw them in the river. It's this modern day afraid of confrontation environment that has removed a man's voice and masculine urge to stand up and protect his own, which is exactly what their previous rant was for, protecting those in my circle. Call me old school, but I hold those values close to my chest, and some days I just wish all the problems of the world were solved with a good old scrap between men, shake hands, winner is the winner, no wars, no innocent lives lost, just leaders slugging it out and moving on. But we're in a world of weak men who prefer social media drama over real world consequences anyway moving forward. Remember to text 2057 or email inbox at Reality Check Radio your thoughts, perspectives. If you want to challenge anything I say, I am open to hearing and learning. I will also stand in what I know to be true, but I love to learn from people who may have more wisdom than I on certain topics. So don't be afraid to reach out to me. And it looks like it is that time where I have to love you all, but leave you until Monday. Today's show, I didn't really dive too deep on anything political. I did, however, speak on division-causing instigators within the people, and it's time we stop allowing these types to cause their growing adult drama and tantrums over things they don't like to create division between us all. If we all just stay in our lane and do what we need to do, things will get better. But so many self-appointed leaders spend more time attacking others than just doing the work and making things happen. This fight for change is decades long. If you're wanting overnight fame, stardom, and success, you are in the wrong line of work. On that note, this has been the Truth Speaker Show. My name is Tobias Tahi. This is your radio. The people's powered, people's funded, grassroots, level-headed, true, real, unbiased, no ego, straight up the guts, Reality Check Radio. I'll be back on Monday. Until then, remember to love each other and never trust the government.
You're now listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Do you want to be part of something that's big, that matters, and that's making a difference? The RCR Foundation Members Club is here. Get exclusive benefits and the knowledge you're supporting truth and freedom in the media. All the details are on our website at www.realitycheck.radio/members and see how you can join the mission that's making a difference.